When Swans Die contains scenes of violence, coarse language, and mature subject matter that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. For a more immersive experience, we recommend listening to this drama with headphones.
Oh no, I promise you, Reginald, when I do business, I do business. Just ask my third husband.
Don't tell me you're at your limit already, Ev.
Freya, I'm ready to kill someone.
Oh, come on. These things are old hat to you by now. A bit too early in the evening for a murder. Idle threats? Sure. But maybe leave the killing until you have no other options, yeah?
Good advice. My options are feeling very limited, though.
It only feels like that. But just wait until the next glass of ridiculously priced champagne hits and the hors d'oeuvres start coming out. Then everyone will seem a bit more tolerable. This is your third function in the span of 4 months. You can handle the same old song and dance.
Ugh, we haven't even gotten to the dancing yet.
What have they hit you with so far?
So far, I've had to endure, I don't know, 50 versions of... Where are you summering this year? Of course, we're going to the chateau and blah-bitty-blah-blah. And, oh, have you heard that we've expanded our business ventures to diversify the old portfolio? How can these things be so dull?
Careful. Asking for excitement around that group of people can only lead to something you'll regret. Just tolerate the boring small talk and wait for your moment to quietly leave.
I know. I'll manage. I always do. I think it's harder tonight because it's just Nathan and me this time. The two of us are the only ones here who have to deal with the added nonsense.
Still no sign of the old man, then?
Nope. Not even a thumbs up to the messages I've sent to see if he's even still alive.
Roger Swan deeming an emoji too emotional for conversation. Call the papers.
I know. Shocking. Okay. I've been out here too long. Guess I should go back in. God knows what Nathan's had to deal with on his own.
Good idea. Oh, by the way, while you're being bored out of your skull, I'll still be here on the sofa in my comfiest PJs, watching trashy TV and eating the greasiest pizza.
Oh, I hate you so much.
What's that? Can't hear you over my boring civilian life.
Bye, Freya.
And I told her, well, if you wanted to look like a cockatoo, I could have directed you to a good pet groomer.
Here, got you a fresh drink.
You're my favorite big brother. You know that?
I'm your only big brother.
Which is why you're my favorite. Cheers. So, what did I miss while I stepped out?
The usual not-so-subtle questions about Dad's next big venture. Congratulations on the continued success of the Swan Group.
All said like the words physically choke them if they aren't sharing in the success in some way.
Of course. I think the only sincere words out of their mouths have been to voice their excitement for the servers bring food their way.
What is it with the filthy rich losing it over tiny little nothing pieces of food?
Tell me about it. You know, it reminds me of when we used to feed the ducks in the park when Max and Willow were little, remember?
Oh, how could I forget? That's where we got the nickname Ducky for Max.
Well, it's a good thing we can laugh about it now, but that morning when he jumped into the pond to chase them scared the life out of me.
Yet I was the one who had to go in after him.
Well, someone had to stop Willow from jumping in too.
You think Dad remembers?
Oh, he's got the sharpest mind for business deals and holding people to their word. But when it comes to us, hard to tell what he remembers or not.
Best not to dwell on it, I guess.
Evelyn, dear! My, you look ravishing as always! And Nathaniel!
Just Nathan is fine, thank you.
Right. I always forget. Tell me, will we be getting Roger back from Europe at all? He's been away on business for so long, it nearly feels like he's immigrated.
You know how driven our father is. I'd imagine he hasn't really paid attention to the duration of his stay, and that he'll only come back when he's accomplished all he set out to do.
His ambition is enviable. It truly is. I don't think that man even knows the definition of rest or a holiday.
On that, we can definitely agree.
So can either of you give me a little hint about...
Hey, Roger. Hey, come on. Let me go get you a drink.
Yes, you simply must tell us about your time away.
Clear the way, people. Oldest friend coming through.
Well, no one's going to argue with the oldest comment.
Oh, what's that, Dad? Your phone died and you couldn't let us know you were coming.
Roger Swan does what he likes. And what he likes in this case is making an entrance.
Yeah, probably made sure we didn't know he was back home, so we couldn't give away the big surprise for his adoring public.
Ugh, look at them. Fawning over him makes me sick.
And speaking of fawning, look who he's got clinging to his arm.
He just can't help himself, can he? Everything has to be a spectacle. The grand entrance isn't enough, no. He also needs someone young and beautiful to make his friends jealous. Like his ego needs to be inflated even more than it already is.
Look, as long as he hasn't used part of my inheritance on her, I don't care. Come on, we may as well go over to play our part in the pageantry. Time to welcome him home.
Yippee!
Roger, as much as I can't wait to hear about your trip, I have to ask... Who is this absolute beauty?
This stunning creature was my biggest find on my trip. Meet Aoife, my wife.
Morning. How are you two feeling?
Fine. Isn't that what we're meant to be asking you, Aoife?
Oh, maybe she's still drunk.
Ooh, scandalous.
I'm not still drunk.
Ugh, Boring. Come on, then. Tell us all the sordid details. Nate's been tight-lipped about the whole thing.
Yeah, we actually have a bet going about how many times he got his ass grabbed. You need to confirm the number for us like a good big sister.
That's what you want to talk about? Don't either of you have anything to say about Dad?
What? You mean because he didn't tell any of us he was coming home?
And left us to work that out for ourselves when he came stumbling through the house at 3 a.m. with some random date?
Hardly anything new there, sis. But I will say that those noise-canceling headphones we invested in years ago were worth every penny.
Yeah, you got that right.
Let's talk in private.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, so, I didn't tell them about the, you know.
Yeah, that was really obvious when I didn't come inside to the sounds of violence. Why haven't you told them?
I didn't want to, not without you here.
You were too scared to do it, is more like it. I don't even live here anymore, and I'm still the one that has to take care of everything, including the dirty work.
Ev, look, I'm sorry. It's just, you're so much better at this than I am.
Don't pull that, Nate. Hey, guys. There's something you should know.
Oh, this should be good.
She's got her mom voice on. What do we think, Max? Murder?
Ooh, maybe. Secret family.
Guys, focus, please. You aren't going to like this, but...
Morning, everyone. Oh, look at this spread. This all looks amazing.
Good morning.
This one's brave.
It happens. The poor thing doesn't know the rules. Excuse me.
Hmm?
Hey there. So listen, I'm afraid there's been a little bit of a miscommunication on dear old Dad's part. The one-night stands get the dinner and the dancing and that special trip to the master bedroom. But that's it. You don't get an invite to the breakfast table.
Yeah, you need us to call a car for you? To get you home properly?
A car's not necessary, but thanks all the same.
Oh. So you're walking home?
Nope, sorry. Not doing that either. Can you pass the jam, please?
Hey! I'm losing my patience here! Get the
Willow, stop. That's enough. She's not going anywhere.
What are you talking about, Evelyn?
That's what I was just trying to tell you both. Aoife is...
How? It's got a name.
Wills, please.
Aoife is living here now. She's Dad's new wife.
That's a good one. Oh, man.
Wow. You really had us going there. I almost believed you for a second.
I'm serious.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Nathan.
It's true. We found out last night.
I'm wearing the ring if that helps convince you both. See?
Motherfucker!
Dad!
He's in his office.
Aoife, are you really going to just sit there and eat right now?
What do you mean?
Those two are feral when they're angry. Shouldn't you go after them and support our dad?
Sorry. No. I warned Roger to tell you all multiple times, and he said it would keep until we got home.
Shocker.
Whatever your siblings are feeling, it's completely justified. Whatever they have to say to your father, it's what he deserves.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
But if you want to follow after them, by all means. Oh, it's your house too, after all. So I couldn't stop you even if I wanted to.
Come on, Nathan. We need to get up there before one of them actually tries to kill him.
It's not even 9 in the morning and I'm already exhausted with this family drama.
What the hell were you thinking?
Honestly, I didn't think you could be a bigger man-child. But you know what? Congratulations, Roger Swan! You've done it again.
Good morning, you two. I see you both as energetic as always.
What number of midlife crises are we on now, Dad? You've pulled so many stupid stunts, it's getting hard to keep track.
Is it like some sort of weird collector thing? Need to get a new wife every few years like they're the latest smartphone?
If you two are going to continue this, can you at least do it at a respectable volume? Also, if both of you can act your ages, that would be greatly appreciated.
Why don't you take your own advice and act your age, Dad? Now look at us when we're talking to you!
Fine. What exactly seems to be the issue here? That I've remarried? Need I remind the pair of you that you're both the products of two of my previous marriages?
Oh, well, gee. Let's think about what the issue is, shall we? Maybe it was because I had my heart set on being the prettiest flower girl at the wedding.
Do we have to do this with such unnecessary theatrics, Willow?
Or maybe it was the lack of an invite or basic heads up that you were seeing someone, let alone even thinking of another marriage. Or maybe it's the fact that your blushing bride looks only a few years older than Evelyn?
Aoife's age is irrelevant. We're both adults.
Are you actually trying to win the gold medal in rich man cliches?
Yeah, and I mean, what do we even call her? Stepmom in training? Sis?
Gold digger seems to hit the mark better.
All right, that is enough! Good. Now that you two have also joined us, it will save me having to repeat myself on this topic. For as long as the four of you decide to remain under my roof, you are all to show Aoife nothing but respect, or you will face the consequences.
Nice. That means I can say what I like, then. I don't live in the mansion anymore, remember?
That includes the roof of my businesses, Evelyn. So as long as you wish to keep the benefits of working for the family, you are to keep your tongue in check. Have I made myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm waiting, you two.
Just answer him already. We can't change what's already happened.
Fine.
Whatever. She stays out of my way, I'll stay out of hers.
Good. Now that that's settled, Evelyn, I can only assume you've already told whatever they're called about all of this. Ugh. Let's face it, you never could keep your mouth shut about anything around them.
And yet all the tabloids, no doubt, already publishing stories about it, is fine. Of course I told her. Freya passes on her congratulations. Oh, and hopes this marriage is just as happy and lasts just as long as all the others.
Oh, well, in that case, this will all be over in under a year. Hope Freya gets her wish.
Yeah, I can live with that time frame.
Here's your tea, love.
Thank you, darling.
Tea? What happened to your triple-shot morning espresso?
Well, looks like things won't last even a year. Someone's being sloppy if that's where the poison is.
Poison? No, it's just a home blend from Ireland that your father got a taste for while he was there.
Uh-huh. Sure. So, is it the kind that'll make his death seem like, you know, natural causes, or is it gonna be gory?
Willow, behave.
She's only teasing because she cares. I don't mind. I can take a drink from it too if it helps convince you all I'm not here to kill your father.
Nah, you're probably smart enough to have made this one without poison, because you anticipated us asking. Then all the future cubs will have the poison when you think our guard's down.
I think you're giving me too much credit to have something that elaborate planned.
Aha! So you do have something planned?
Only to be your father's wife.
Up until you want to be his very rich ex-wife.
Look, I know all of this has been a big shocker, you all, and I'm sorry you found out the way you did. This change is going to take time to get used to, but soon you'll all see that I'm not here for your father's money. I'll prove it to you.
I mean, she seemed really convincing when she said she'd prove to us that she's not after the money and just wants to be his wife.
Well, if she is determined enough to marry him, she's not going to just reveal the truth when immediately confronted. So what happened then?
With them? Nothing, really. Dad said he'd been away from the offices for long enough. He left, Aoife joined him, and that swiftly put an end to the conversation. But, knowing Max and Willow, and given how worked up they were, it's not the last we'll hear of it. Not by a long shot.
Did they calm down at all?
You know how they can get. Honestly, once Aoife was out of the house, it did help them settle a little bit. Nathan was able to reassure them before I left, which was a relief.
Oh, what did he say?
He said that in spite of his shortcomings, Dad has never gone into any marriage unprepared. If the money is what Aoife is after, Dad isn't going to make it easy for her.
Ah, yes. Ruthless Roger's favorite child always has been and always will be his bank account. He'll protect that to the bitter end.
I am so glad I'm not living in the mansion anymore. All the animosity in the air is draining. It's been hours, but I'm still so exhausted from that whole mess. And things will only get worse. Between all the digs and quips Max and Willow will throw his way, Dad's cold abrasiveness at being called out for his actions, I honestly don't know who I feel sorry for more, Nathan or Aoife.
Honestly, I think this will be a good wake-up call for Nathan. It's about time he stepped up and dealt with problems for a change instead of just leaving them for you to sort out.
Nate's never been the confrontational type. I know he'll do his best and try and keep the peace, but that might lead to more arguments in the long run. Or he'll just try to please everyone and end up being the one to suffer instead.
I hope that's not going to be the case. Want to know what I do hope happens?
What?
I hope Max and Willow are right and Aoife succeeds in draining Roger for everything he's got.
Freya, is now really the time? Look, actually, I can't even bring myself to lecture you today. Regardless, it's not going to change anything, and... Hey, Ducky!
Hey.
Hey, you two. Just calling to give you an update.
You don't sound too happy, Max. Everything okay?
Just pissed off is all.
Oh no, what happened?
Aoife is what happened. She was an absolute delight at dinner. Literally.
Don't think I'm following you here.
She was cheerful. So happy and pleasant like she was this morning. It didn't matter what Wills and I threw at her. She just handled it. She was even funny at times.
Huh. Didn't think Roger would go for someone with humor.
I know. Weird, right?
Can you two focus? Don't you realize how annoying this is?
You'd still be annoyed even if she wasn't funny. You decided to hate her the second you saw the ring on her finger.
No, that's not the point. Well, not the entire point. If she snapped at us or just showed us that she was a bitch, then the whole marriage would make sense. This doesn't make sense. She should have had some sort of realistic reaction by now, especially to Willow's attitude.
Yeah, I'm guessing she was pretty vicious.
We both were, but she still isn't breaking, not even a twitch. Seriously, wherever Dad picked this one out, she came with a cool, calm, and collected program installed.
She's not a robot, Max.
I don't know. It would make sense, though, right? I mean, where else would Roger, of all people, manage to get someone young, funny, and beautiful to marry him with the reassurance they didn't want his money?
Would also explain why he was gone for so long. He was at the super-secret factory making sure she was perfect for him.
I wonder if she charges through solar power.
Freya, stop encouraging him, please. Max, she's not a robot.
Well, whatever she is, it can't be normal. I've spent all day trying to dig up information on her, but I can't find anything.
Well, that's suspicious, right? There has to be a trace of her somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's hard to find much when all you have to go on is a first name and Ireland. You ever try putting that into a search engine? Well, I have. And do you know how many Aoifes there are in Ireland?
Okay, Max, take a breath. You're going to get worked up again.
It's called being determined, sis. I'm not going to let this stop me. I'll keep digging and get to the bottom of this.
Max, I hate to say it, but there might be nothing to dig up. Not everything is a conspiracy or mystery to solve. I blame those podcasts you listen to.
It's investigative journalism. Anyway, I'm not giving up. I'll call you tomorrow.
So impatient. He could have waited for us to say bye at least, instead of rushing off to play detective.
He's got that swan focus. Can't exactly blame him for being so driven.
I know. Still can't help but worry, though.
He'll be fine. Max is smart, and he knows how to look after himself. If he does somehow get in over his head, he knows who to call. Plus, he's got Nathan and Will at the mansion to look out for him, too. Just one kid stick together, right?
Right.
I've sent you a copy of the Anderson Group proposal. Read through it and find whatever those snakes have slipped in that shouldn't be there. Yes, yes. The CEO and I are very good friends. That's why I know he'd do something like that. Let me know what you find.
No rest for the wicked, love?
Seems like it.
Would you please just stop for a second? Willow, talk to me!
I don't want to fight with you, Nate. Just leave me alone.
I'm going to take this up in the office.
Good idea. I'll bring you up a drink in a little while.
You're too good to me, sweetheart. Victor, speak of the devil. No, no. All good things, I promise. Yes, don't worry. I got the proposal.
All I'm saying is that it's been a really intense day, and going out on top of it all just seems like a bad idea.
Okay, and what is a good idea? Keeping me caged up here is only going to make things more intense.
Wills, no one is caging you.
Well, it feels like it. What do you want me to do anyway? Sit with my evil stepmother in uncomfortable silence until it's bedtime, and then she can tuck me in?
Do you want me to tuck you in?
Ugh! What are you even reading anyway? The Gold Digger's Guide to a Fast Payout?
Look, we can grab Max and drag him out of his room. We could do a movie marathon like we used to. Just the three of us. How does that sound?
It's a sweet thought, Nate. But without all of us here, it's not gonna feel right. Look, I promise I'll be back later. I just need to be out of the house for a few hours. Okay?
Promise you'll definitely be back?
Promise.
Promise me you'll be careful?
I promise! I'm only going out to a friend's house. Nothing deadly.
Okay. Good. Do you want me to drive you at least?
Thanks, but I already told Sasha to pick me up. Well, as Dad likes to say, speak of the devil. Don't wait up. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Love you, Willow.
You're such a dork. I love you, too.
Would you like a drink, Eva?
Oh, you're sweet. But you don't have to do that. You certainly don't have to stay in the same room as the evil stepmother, either. I won't take offense.
Ignore Max and Willow's harsh words, especially Willow's. She hasn't experienced the new wife in Roger Swan's romantic history before. They'll both come around, though. I'm sure of it. It just might take a long, long time.
Good thing I'm very patient, and that I'm not going anywhere. You know what? If the offer's still there, I will take that drink.
Of course.
Cheers. So, what can you tell me about Roger's romantic history before I came along?
He didn't tell you?
Well, he told me he'd been married previously, and of course he told me about the four of you. Beyond that, I didn't really pry into the specifics of the previous wives.
Surprised you said that much. Starting with the last wife, she was Wolf's mother. Nice, but a little naive, I suppose.
Naive? How?
She didn't anticipate how married to his work my dad is. Sure, the functions, fancy meals with clients, and the money that follows are nice. But not really enough to keep a marriage steady, you know? I guess she thought theirs would be different. That he'd start leaving the businesses to run themselves. And he'd be around more. That turned into a lot of arguments.
Can't imagine it ended pleasantly.
The cracks were already there before Willow was born. Things improved a little after she came, but the divorce was finalized before Willow was three.
Oh, poor Willow. She doesn't see her mother?
Every few months and maybe every other holiday. Willow's mother remarried, and now she lives on the other side of the country.
And Max? Was his situation the same?
Not as argument-heavy. Max's mother was more accepting of Dad's ways. If anything, they were too similar. She also had her own business and was successful before they married. They had Max, but soon realized they really weren't in love anymore. Just friends and business partners who happened to be married.
Thankfully, they both decided to make it a clean break for Max's sake. But the divorce was dragged out for a long time.
How so?
Two sharp-minded business owners? It was non-stop negotiations and settlement discussions. Part of me thinks the two of them actually enjoyed it.
And Max's mother? Where is she now?
Well, for the last year, she's been in Asia expanding her business. She and Max try to talk every couple weeks.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. Then there was my mother.
You and Evelyn share the same mother, right?
That's right.
Out of the two of you, who's the oldest?
I'm older than Evelyn, but most of the time it feels like she's the eldest. She's certainly the one everyone looks to.
Now don't go selling yourself short, Nathan.
Don't worry, I won't. But it's true. Ever since we were little, Evelyn's the one to take charge. And honestly, that's how I prefer it.
So, what happened to your mother?
She passed when I was a boy. From sickness.
Oh, Nathan. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. You didn't know. Besides, you're part of the family now. I guess this is stuff you should know.
Still, it's not an easy topic to speak of, but thank you, Nathan.
For what?
For talking to me, even though I'm the enemy.
Oh, I don't blame you for any of this, Aoife. Dad, on the other hand.
You blame him for falling in love? Had you known about me sooner, would you have tried to talk him out of it?
Probably not. I stopped trying to make sense of his actions a long time ago. And I stopped trying to fight him on them even longer than that.
Why is that?
Because I learned from a young age that my dad was going to do as he wished. And nothing would ever change that. His marriage to you is just his latest decision.
Nathan, I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to be honest with me. Don't worry, I'm not going to be upset about your answer. As long as it's the truth, I'll accept it. Will you answer me honestly?
As best I can, yes.
How do you think this is going to end?
Ooh, loaded question there. But I did say I'd answer. Truthfully, I don't know how this whole thing is going to end, but it will. And when it does, it's going to be messy. And there will be tears.
You don't predict a happily ever after?
In this family, not a chance.
Thank you for your honesty, Nathan. You're a good man, you know that?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I try. Oh, wow, it's late. I'm gonna turn in for the night.
Good night, Nathan. Sweet dreams.
Thanks for everything. Chat tomorrow, yeah?
Anytime, Will. Hey, Will! Remember, you're better than her, so don't let her get under your skin.
You're the best.
If you really want to thank me, I'll happily accept your brother's number.
You better be talking about Max. One extreme age gap in the house is enough.
Of course, Max. Although, my sister would gladly take Nathan's number if you're feeling generous. Says the whole gentle, protective dad vibe is totally her thing. Makes a change from all the meathead alpha type she's sick of.
Uh-huh. I'll be sure to pass on the compliment.
She also said she'd love to take a swan dive on his swan.
Nope! Nuh-uh.
Bye, Willow!
Bye! Crazy friends. Love them to death, though. fucking hell! What are you doing hanging out at the top of the stairs like a creep?
Sorry for scaring you. I was just on my way to get a glass of water.
Funny. I didn't think witches and water mixed. Still so fucking cheery at this time of night. Isn't it exhausting keeping up this sweet and happy act?
Isn't it exhausting being so angry? Don't get me wrong, I understand your reservations about me, and I appreciate you looking out for your father. You're a good daughter, Willow.
Ugh, would you just stop it? No one's buying that you care. No one here believes for a second that you're in this for love. If your plan is to just wait out the time, get pregnant, and then divorce him for the money, it's not going to work. It never works.
Oh, don't worry. I have no plans to get pregnant. Force one children are more than enough, don't you think? Look, Willow, I'm not going anywhere. So my advice is that we should just make the most of it and maybe try to get along.
Yeah, well, here's my advice. Don't get comfortable, because my siblings and I will get to the bottom of this. Whatever skeletons you've got buried, we're going to find them. And when we do, you will be out of our lives.
Well, if that's what you want to waste your energy on, then go right ahead. I just think you'd be a lot happier if you redirected your attention somewhere more meaningful.
Ugh, God, you're infuriating! Just get out of my way!
Careful! That could have been a bad fall.
Good catch. You can help me up now.
What's wrong? Worried I'll drop you? I thought swans could fly.
What? That's not funny.
You know what is funny? If I was the evil stepmother you're so adamant that I am, I'd just let you go. Good thing they only exist in fairy tales. Right, Willow? Sweet dreams, Willow.
Mr. Swan, we're all eagerly waiting to see everything this magnificent venue has to offer. But it's obvious this venture has been a huge undertaking. Just how long has this been in the works?
Planning started after my return from Europe. I was partly inspired by the beautiful nature there, and by my wonderful wife here, Aoife. She encouraged me to think outside the box, to break into a new field for the Swan family's empire.
This was planned, executed, and built in just over a month? Mr. Swan, you really have outdone yourself again.
Well, when someone is motivated enough, they can accomplish anything.
So the gardens and bird sanctuary will be open to the public with the option of a donation fee, should they desire. Just how do you plan to turn a profit? Especially considering the upkeep costs for the plants and birds.
Profit wasn't the driving force behind this project. However, I'm still a businessman at heart.
Naturally. So you must have some little moneymakers inside.
Given the vast size of the gardens, there are gift shops and cafes for the public to make use of. On top of that, we're offering the opportunities for schools and other educational organizations to rent the gardens out for field trips, including informative workshops. The gardens will also be available for hire as a wedding venue. In fact, the first happy couple making use of the gardens will be tying the knot here next week.
You have thought of everything. Congratulations, Mr. Swan, on the Swan Botanical Gardens and also on your new marriage.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your visit.
Willow, you okay? You look kind of out of it. Not as lively as you usually are.
Yeah, I'm fine. And just tired. Didn't sleep great last night.
What do you expect when you're out until all hours constantly?
I'm not out every night. Besides, at least I'm going out.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means you can't call out my bad habits if you're not prepared for the same treatment, Ducky.
Guys?
No, go right ahead, Willows. I'm all ears.
Okay. You're glued to your computer all day, every day. I'm willing to bet you're sleeping even less than I am.
Yeah.
Enough, well, you two. I mean it.
But
no, not here. Look around. The media is everywhere. You're about lucky they're too caught up with Dad and Aoife to care about where we are at the minute. But they will start looking for us soon enough, for our happy family shot. Both of you, take a walk, calm down, and rein it in. Okay?
Yeah, you got it. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you were a great help with that. Thanks.
You had it handled. Me jumping in too would have drawn attention.
Or you could have taken the lead for once. Just an idea, Nate.
Not to use your own words against you, Aoife, but now's not the time.
You... Fine. Hey, I know I haven't been by the mansion much this last month, but has Dad seemed different to you?
Different? In what way?
I don't know. Just looking at him now, there's something. I can't put my finger on it, but I feel like there's a change. Especially when he's beside Aoife.
If I'm being honest, I guess he's cracked a smile every now and then.
That's all?
I suppose it could be the setting you're noticing more than anything.
Setting?
Yeah, think about it. Whenever we see Dad, it's usually in his dark old office, right? But now he's out here in the sunshine, surrounded by all these colorful flowers. That alone would make him look different from what we're used to.
I guess?
Then you top it all off by having him stand next to someone as young and beautiful as Aoife. It's all just a stark contrast. That's why it looks off.
I mean, yeah, that could be part of it. But my mind's still telling me there's something else.
Well, like you said, you haven't been by the mansion as much. Your mind could be playing tricks on you.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that guy from accounting is here. And I'm not in the mood to talk about work on what's technically my day off. I'm going to explore the gardens as much as I can before he finds me and wastes my day.
Oh, so I'll find you in the chicken enclosure.
Yeah, we should change your last name to Owl, because you're such a hoot, Nate.
Oh, Nathan Owl. Sounds like a crime novelist.
Willow's right. You are a dork.
I thought you had hiding to do. You're wasting time.
Shit, you're right.
It's peaceful here, isn't it?
Sure is.
Is it okay if I join you?
I mean, you partly own the place. Can't stop you.
That's not what I asked, though.
Yes, Aoife, you can sit down.
Thank you. I'm still not used to the whole media attention thing. So many questions and cameras. I'm worried about saying the wrong thing.
I wouldn't worry too much. They save the difficult questions for Dad. You just have to smile.
It's so tiring, though. Does it get easier?
Depends on the type of person you are, I guess. Same as anything. People react to similar situations differently.
I suppose that's true. I mean, each of you have had different reactions to the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think...
Sorry, Aoife, but what is it you really want to ask me? Because I doubt you're here for idle girl talk.
You're right. We do have an ulterior motive.
Well, at least you're honest when confronted. Okay. So what is it?
It's about your father.
What about him?
Well, him and you, really. I want to ask if you'd consider visiting more.
You're serious?
Absolutely. You've only been by a few times. I just know it would mean a lot to Roger for his children to be around more.
Look, I don't know who that version of Dear Roger is, but that's not my dad. Quite frankly, you shouldn't be offering an opinion on that particular topic.
I'm just concerned. You're my husband's children. Am I just meant to sit by and watch you throw away your relationship with him?
If you really were concerned about the relationship my dad has with his children, I'm not the child you should be focusing on, okay?
Oh? Who should I be focusing on then?
No one. Just forget about it. Like I said, it doesn't concern you.
But it does. Roger is my husband, and I know he loves the four of you deeply. I'm just asking you to maybe make more of an effort, for everyone's sake.
Excuse me?
Even if you just came over for dinner for an evening and spent time with your father and your siblings. It'd make such a difference, and at least this way, they aren't only seeing you at events like these.
Aoife, stop pushing. I mean it.
Sorry if I overstepped, but I promise it's only coming from a place of concern.
Is that right?
Of course. I'd hate to see anyone regret how they treated their family while they're around. Life's so unpredictable.
What's that supposed to mean?
What? Oh! Oh, sorry. That did nearly sound like a threat, didn't it? I didn't mean for it to sound that way.
Uh-huh. What did you want it to sound like, then?
I just mean, it's so easy to let things escalate in a family and end up losing sight of what's important. Not to mention how no one knows what the future holds. One of those reporters was telling me about all the strange and frightening things that have been happening around here lately.
They're probably trying to scare you or get you to listen to their conspiracy podcasts or buy their books. They all seem to have one or the other these days. I wouldn't pay them much attention.
So there's no truth in what they said about serial killers, disappearances, and bizarre and inexplicable deaths? Every few months there seems to be something new. And you think I shouldn't feel concerned for you all?
Most of that stuff has to be exaggerated. Regardless, nothing dangerous like that is going to happen to us.
I'm sure they thought the same. Still, the point stands. Evelyn, life is too short. Do you really want to spend all of your time and energy being so distant when you could be happy with your family?
You done with the lecture?
Yes. I've said my piece.
Good. Now, I'll say mine. You're right. Life is too short to spend my energy pretending. So, I'll stop. I'm not happy in any way about your marriage to my father because none of it makes sense. Honestly, the devoted wife act is tiring to watch. So, I want to know what it is you really want with him. It's just us, so you can tell me.
I just want to be married to him.
No, try again. Stop wasting your time and energy, remember? Aren't you wasting yours with this act?
I'm not wasting my energy.
So you think you can keep this up long enough to get the fortune?
Oh, this again. Evelyn, I have no interest in your father's money. I have more than enough on my own to last me a lifetime.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's true. If you're not going to believe me. Then believe this. See all those numbers your siblings seem to be so obsessed with? I have my own.
No way! That's...
a lot. Yeah. And if I press my transaction log, you can see none of it was ever given to me by your father. Because I don't need it.
That still doesn't mean anything. You could have gathered that money from other rich saps willing to fall for your scam, and then open a new bank account.
Okay. Believe what you want to believe, Evelyn. But I really thought you'd see sense when given the facts.
I'm smart enough to know that you're up to something. While we're talking about facts, here's one for you. My family isn't one you want to fuck with. Swans are fighters. Every single one of us.
Good to know. Isn't it lucky I'm not looking for a fight?
Yeah, real lucky.
Well, I'm glad we were able to clear the air. And I hope you feel better after finally voicing your frustrations to me. And not just taking things out on your father. This is going to take time, Evelyn. For all of you. But after some adjustment, you'll see things my way and accept that I'm here to stay.
I wouldn't hold my breath. But if you stay out of my way, I'll stay out of yours. That's about the best I can do.
If that's how you want it to be. Enjoy the gardens, Evelyn.
Mm-hmm, you too.
Jeez, that was a big one. Could hear you all the way from the boardroom.
Sorry. I just can't seem to wake up today. I almost fell asleep in the middle of reading the advertising pitches for the hotel commercials.
That's not like you. You usually enjoy the advertising side of things. On the other hand, if you told me you'd nearly fallen asleep reading an email from Everett and Thompson...
Stop! Legal emails are draining at the best of times. The only firm I actually like hearing from is Rosu Law. Thinking about the others just makes me even more sleepy. Oh, why do they have to make their emails so boring?
Probably spite. I mean, most likely they had dreams of working exciting cases and making dramatic speeches in courtrooms. But they settled for boring yet profitable corporate disputes and contracts.
and every dull downside that comes with them. I need another coffee if I have any hope of staying awake for the 2 o'clock meeting.
Well, from the looks of things, you've had quite a few today already. Evelyn, seriously, is everything okay?
I just haven't been sleeping great lately. Last night was the worst so far.
Yeah, you've seemed a little off. Do you think the extra workload and the new marriage could be playing with your mind? No one could really blame you for having trouble sleeping with all that going on.
I mean, I shouldn't be that affected by everything, should I? This isn't my first time on the family drama merry-go-round. The last time Dad remarried, I was fine.
Yeah, because you'd seen them date, go through the engagement, and then get married. This time, your dad was gone for months and suddenly appeared with a new wife? You're strong, Evelyn, but a shock like that would have to affect even you.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, this is just so frustrating.
Have you tried different sleep aids? Definitely drinking less caffeine and maybe taking a long bath before bed. My fiancé usually plays white noise, and once you get used to it, it does help.
Thanks, I'll look into it tonight. I just hope nothing makes my dreams worse.
Dreams?
Yeah. When I do fall asleep, my dreams lately have been feeling so real that it's like I haven't gotten any real rest at all.
Tell me about them. Maybe we could look it up and find out some deeper psychological meaning behind your dreams.
Wouldn't hurt to try, I guess. They've been strange. Well, I suppose all dreams are. Anyway, they've been pretty similar. I've been dreaming that I've been flying, out in the night sky. It's so vivid, I can actually feel the breeze. When I woke up this morning, my whole body felt heavy, like I'd literally been flapping my arms all night.
Any chance we could put that down to sleepwalking?
No. Freya's such a light sleeper. She would have heard me from her room and mentioned it this morning.
Well, according to the first result from the always reliable internet, dreaming of flying can represent freedom and overcoming obstacles. It can also represent a desire for escapism and change. There you go. You just need a vacation.
Sounds pretty good right about now.
Hey, think of the money you'll save now that you can fly yourself.
Knock, knock. Stopping by to see if you feel up for going out to lunch.
Yeah. Let me just take this. It's Max.
Hey, Doc.
Ev!
Is he with you?
He's not answering.
Is he there?
Whoa, calm down, you two. Take a breath and start again. What's wrong?
Nate! It's Nate!
He's not here. He's not answering his phone.
Guys, that's not anything new. He could have left early. I'll go to his office now, okay?
What's up?
They're worried because Nate's not answering his phone.
It's not just that. He was acting really weird yesterday, and he wasn't at breakfast, and...
And when we went to check on him, he wasn't in his room.
Okay. There'll be an innocent explanation for this. I'm sure of it. Like I said, he could have just left early.
Not without having breakfast, Ev. You know what he's like. No one's seen him.
Let's not panic yet, okay? Nate's not one to just disappear either. I'm willing to bet he turned his phone off so he could take a sneaky nap between meetings.
Nathan Swan's office, please hold. Oh my god, please stop calling me. Nathan Swan's office, please hold.
Nate's certainly Mr. Popular, huh? Is it always that, friend?
Nathan Swan's office, please hold.
Nathan, wake up! I'm coming in. Nate, you need to... Nate?
It's empty. That's weird.
His private bathroom's empty, too.
Evelyn! What's happening? Where's Nathan?
He's not here, Willow.
What?
Hold on. Let me check something.
Nathan Swan's office, please hold.
I know you're busy, but I'm wondering if you could help me. Has Nate gone to a meeting or,
What? No! And that's the problem! He hasn't come in at all today.
He hasn't? Did he call and let you know he'd be out?
No. He's usually here at 7:30 on the dot, and when he didn't show, I tried to call, but got no answer, and that's when I knew he wasn't coming in. And there's so many appointments and meetings I've had to reschedule on top of trying to handle the usual calls, but they just won't stop! I'm really sorry, Miss Swan, but I have to get back to the lines and try to get control of this.
Of course. Do you mind grabbing Molly and telling her to come help out with this?
You got it. I'll cancel the 2 o'clock while I'm at it.
Thank you.
Ev, this isn't like him.
I know. What do we do?
We heard that. Get home now!
Hi, it's Nate. Sorry I can't take your...
Damn it!
Hi, it's Nate. Sorry I can't take your call right now.
Willow, stop with the pacing. And stop calling Nathan. He'll return your messages when he can.
If he can. He hasn't posted anything on any of his socials since yesterday afternoon.
There's no need to panic, you two. Your brother is a grown man. So what if he's not glued to technology like the two of you are? He'll answer when he's able.
I don't want to hear a lecture from you, Dad. You're more addicted to tech than any of us.
Yeah, you've got what? 6 phones now?
Those are all for work and businesses in different countries.
Still excessive, though. Besides, Nate's not like you. He always tells us if he's going somewhere.
None of his friends have heard from him either.
I knew something was wrong. I could tell he was off at dinner last night, but I said nothing. I just told myself I was overthinking, and now look at what's happened. I should have just...
That's enough, Willow. Just get a hold of yourself and calm down.
Dad, Nathan...
Nathan is fine. This isn't the time to be blowing things out of proportion.
Yeah? Then when will the time be, Roger? God, what has to happen in this family for you to step up and act like an actual parent? Your oldest son is missing! Missing!
Nathan is not... Nathan is not missing.
Oh? Oh, what? Oh, so what? He's just going through his invisibility phase? Of course. Oh, Max, make sure you don't accidentally trip over him.
Oh, back to the dramatics, I see. Can you take anything seriously?
I'd be happy to, but only when you start showing any type of real care and concern for your children.
Now see here!
Roger, please don't take it out on Willow. Just take a breath and see things from her perspective. She's just worried about Nathan, and she has every right to be. You have to admit, for someone as gentle as him, not going to work and disappearing is odd, especially without any word of where he's gone.
Yes. Yes. I suppose it is out of character for him. I'm sorry for raising my voice, my love.
Don't apologize. It's a stressful situation.
I need a drink. Would you like one?
Thank you. It'll help settle my nerves. I just can't help but wonder where Nathan could be that would mean he can't answer his phone.
Wow. Apologizing to her and not me. Classic.
She should save some of the concerned stepmom act for when the police arrive.
Yeah, tell me about it. Here, just take my phone, okay? If it's in my hand much longer, I'm gonna end up throwing it at the pair of them.
What was that now?
Hello?
In here!
What are you doing here?
Has there been any word from Nathan? We tried calling him on the way over, but it just goes straight...
to voicemail. Yeah, been doing that all morning, and still no change.
Nothing on socials either, and... Ev, why are you looking at me like that?
You're looking pale, Ducky. You feeling okay?
Ducky?
Only my siblings get to call me that, not you. I'm fine, Ev. Just tired and worried about Nate.
Evelyn, would you like a drink?
What? No. No, thank you.
And you? Sorry, I don't think we've met yet.
Hmm? No, we haven't. I'm Freya, and thank you for the offer, but I'm driving.
Ah, the famous Freya. So nice to finally put a lovely face to the name. It's a shame, though, that we've had to meet under such stressful circumstances.
Famous, huh?
I've heard a lot about you.
Well, I bet you haven't heard everything, but there'll be time for that later. Nathan's what matters now.
Exactly. At least you two are on our side. Dad doesn't think Nathan's disappearance is an issue.
What?
Dad!
I'll get it.
No, darling, I'll get it. Anything to get away from another hysterical rant.
Afternoon, sir.
Officer, this way. We're all in the living room. I will warn you now, though, that I feel my daughter has jumped the gun by calling you.
She did sound quite distressed on the phone, sir. Given the status of your family, we felt it best to respond straight away, in case there was anything sinister at play.
What do you mean? Hasn't kidnapped with intent for ransom?
Have there been any threats against the family?
None.
Does a new wife count?
Max, not now.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
Officer, can I get you anything to drink?
Oh, a coffee would be great. Thank you.
No, thank you. It's all so tense. The chance to do something to distract me is appreciated.
So, your father tells me there isn't anything to worry about.
There is, though. Nathan doesn't just leave. He once went to the next state to visit his friends from college, and he sent me every detail possible. Flight times, where he was staying, contact information for every single one of his friends. He was only going to be away for a weekend. This isn't like him at all. Nathan would have said something before going anywhere.
Yes, okay. It is a little out of character, but it's only been a few hours. I just don't think we should be immediately panicking or bothering the police about it.
Willow, it's Nathan!
Oh, answer it! Quickly! Put him on speaker!
Nate, where are you? What happened?
Whoa. Slow down, Ducky. I'm okay.
Where are you? I've called you 1,000 times!
I know, and I'm sorry for not telling you what was happening. But honestly, I didn't know what was happening either.
Wait, what do you mean?
I woke up this morning and it hit me how tired I am of it all. The bickering, the fighting, the work. It's exhausting. Next thing I knew, I was on a plane. That's why I couldn't answer any of the calls. My phone was off.
Here's your coffee.
Thank you.
Oh, is that Nathan?
Shh!
Listen, I'm sorry for making you worry, but I promise I'm okay. I need a break from everything, and after some rest, I'll be back in touch, okay?
No, that's not okay! You're meant to be here with us!
I'm sorry. I can't. Not yet.
But...
We understand, Nate. Just rest up and be safe, okay? Love you.
Love you too.
Well, there you have it. He's fine, as I said he was, and you've wasted police time, just like I also said.
No harm done. And at least you all have some peace of mind, now that you know he's safe.
Yes, I apologize again for my children's wild imaginations. I have work calls to catch up on, but thank you again, officer.
Oh, you're so kind to have responded so quickly to the call. I'll see you to the door. You must have a lot of other emergencies to see to.
You two okay?
I guess.
No, I'm pissed. Why did Nate have to go? This was his home first. He should be here, and that bitch should be gone.
You can say you're pissed at Nate too, Willow. He couldn't have called or texted when he was waiting for the plane to take off.
You heard him. He wasn't thinking straight. He wasn't himself yesterday, so I believe that it wasn't intentional. I'm just glad he's fine.
I'm sorry I can't stay longer. I was only able to change one meeting. And if Nate's gone now, there's going to be a lot of extra work for me to handle until he comes back.
My shift starts in 20 minutes, too.
Sure. Thanks for coming anyway.
Call later, okay?
Bye, guys.
Bye.
It
doesn't feel right.
Wells.
I mean it. Something stinks with all this. Don't you feel it?
No. No, I don't feel it. I just feel tired of it all. Honestly.
I'm worried about Nathan.
You heard him on the phone, Will. That was his voice. And it didn't sound like someone was forcing him to say all that stuff.
I know what I heard, but I'm still not convinced.
Then what do you think happened?
I don't know, but I can't shake this feeling that something's going on. It's making me feel sick. Come on, give me something. Parking ticket, plastic surgery bills. Oh, hell, give me poorly aged social media posts. At this point, I'll take anything that'll discredit Saint Aoife the Perfect. I've had enough of this.
Hi, it's Nate. Sorry I can't take your call right now. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Oh, for the love of... Enough's enough, Nate. You've been gone for a week and haven't called or messaged any of us back. You haven't even posted any of your over-filtered snapshots yet to let us know where you are. Call me back or I'll never forgive you. Fuck.
Hi, it's Nate. Sorry I can't take your call right now. Leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Nate, please just call me back. I need my big brother now. Everything's just wrong here. Please just come home. I mean, Max has barely left his room. Evelyn hasn't been by either. I just feel so alone, you know? And I don't know what to do. I miss you, Nate. And I love you. So, just call me back. Okay?
Well, someone's been busy.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
What do you want? Actually, you know what? I don't care.
I was just checking if you were hungry. I was about to start dinner.
What part of I don't care was lost in translation?
From the looks of things, you'll need to eat something, Willow. It's a big house, and if you're planning on tearing through all of it, you'll need to keep your strength and energy up.
You're enjoying this so much, aren't you?
Nathan leaving has been hard on you and Max. I'm just glad you're keeping busy. Even if it is making a mess of all the paperwork in the house. Just... try not to mix up your father's work stuff, okay?
Please just shut the hell up, Aoife!
A bit harsh, but I know your emotions are all over the place. Maybe you should have an early night. You look tired, and sleep will do a world of good.
Enough!
Please take your hands off of me, Willow.
No, I have had it with you and your fucking mind games! I know you're behind everything. You're the reason that Nathan left, that Max is withdrawn, and Evelyn stopped visiting. Everything is your fault. So just drop the fucking act and admit it.
My turn.
What?
No, I didn't want to do that, Willow. But you just had to be difficult.
You bitch!
What? This is what you wanted, Willow? I'm dropping the act. Here's the evil stepmother you so desperately wanted. Aren't you happy? Oh, who am I kidding? A miserable, angst-filled brat like you wouldn't know the meaning of the word.
I'm going to...
No more phone calls. We're well past that. Come on, get on your feet. I didn't hit you that hard.
Unlock the door. Let me go.
No, don't think I will.
I'll scream.
so scream. Scream as loud and as long as you want. I won't stop you.
Max! Max, help!
Shh. Listen. No answer. No one's coming to save you. What are you going to do now, Willow?
No. No. That's too hard.
My, doesn't this bring back some deja vu? Remember your last fall? How I was nice and caught you?
Please, please, don't push me.
Oh, but Willow, there's nowhere else to go. It'll be quick. Just a little nudge. Like this.
No! Please, let me live. I don't want to die. I'll do anything.
Oh, lighten up, Willow. I was only messing with you.
What?
Oh, come on. Wipe your eyes and look at me. Bet you wish things hadn't gotten this far now, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, just remember, you brought this on yourself.
What?
Evelyn! Ev! Rise and shine and shut that alarm off! Evelyn! You're going to be late!
I'm up. Oh, what time is it?
Your phone is in your hand, Ev.
Hmm? Oh. Yeah.
You've slept in longer than usual. It's after 8. Now, don't bite my head off when I say this, but you look awful. Did you have another bad night?
I don't know. I definitely slept. I just don't feel it anywhere.
Come on. I made a fresh pot of coffee. That might, I don't know, make you a little less zombie-like.
Good idea.
Here you go.
Thanks.
You going into work today?
No. I feel like I could fall asleep at any minute. Can't risk that in the office.
That's a relief to hear. But, Ev, I really don't like this.
What?
This. It just seems like you're getting more and more drained. If this keeps up, you're going to end up sick. Do you want me to call the doctor? See if they can help? Evelyn!
Huh? What?
You're really scaring me here. Do you want me to call the doctor?
Doctor? No, I'm fine.
Whatever you are is nowhere near fine. I'm serious, Evie. This isn't normal. Look, you barely managed to lift that mug and take a sip of coffee.
I'm just tired, Freya. I just need more sleep and I'll be fine.
You went to bed super early last night, and you're this exhausted today. Are you still having those weird dreams?
Yeah. Last night was the strongest it's ever felt. I was flying, and then I was in a garden. I can still smell the flowers.
A garden? You didn't mention that before.
I wasn't alone, either. Nathan was there.
Nathan?
I should go see him.
Ev, Nathan's not here anymore.
He's not?
He left on a trip over a week ago. It was a whole thing over at the mansion and even had the police involved because of it. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Just confused. I meant I should call him and check in with him.
Sure. With how out of it you are, I'm surprised you even remember how to use your phone.
Ha ha. Look, I'll show you.
That's a lot of notifications.
Weird. I didn't hear any of these. Max and Willow have been calling and messaging. This week has been such a blur. I should go and visit them too.
Aren't you going to read their messages?
I can barely keep my eyes open. I won't be able to read them properly, let alone text. They can fill me in when I'm over there.
Want to get ready and I can drive you over? I'll even stay outside until you're done.
Thanks, but no, I'm going to go back to bed. I'll go over later.
Good idea. If you need anything, call for me, okay?
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, miss you today. You were looking rough yesterday, so I'm glad you decided to take the time to rest up.
Aw, that's sweet.
Anyway, take all the time you need. God knows you deserve it. Don't worry about the workload. Molly, the rest of the team, and I will handle it until you're ready to come back. We'll chat soon.
Sad to say you won't. Bye-bye, messages. Bye-bye, Evelyn. And then there was one. Hello? Swan Residence?
Oh, hi, Aoife. Is Max or Willow there?
Willow's out and Max is around here somewhere. Who is this, by the way?
It's Freya.
Freya?
Yeah, the famous Freya, remember?
Oh, yes! Sorry. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Freya, how can I help?
It's Evelyn. I'm worried about her.
Evelyn? Was she okay? She's not sick, is she?
I honestly don't know. She hasn't been herself for a while, and hasn't been sleeping well. This morning she looked awful, barely able to keep her eyes open.
Oh, the poor dear. Did she see a doctor?
I tried to convince her to, but she said she just needed to get extra sleep. I left her for a little while this afternoon, but I came home and she was gone.
How strange. Is there any chance she went into the office to work?
No. She said she wasn't going to work today. She was planning to stop by the mansion to visit Willow and Max. Has she been by at all?
No, Freya, I'm sorry. I haven't seen Evelyn in... You know what? I don't think I've seen her since the day Nathan left.
Really? Have you been home all day? Maybe she stopped by while you and Roger were out?
No, she definitely hasn't been by. I'm sorry.
Damn it! I just don't know where she could be. She isn't answering any of my calls or messages. I called her friends, and they haven't heard from her either.
Well, I don't want to worry you further, but...
But what?
If she looked as awful as you said, could there be a chance she was coming over but got worse and had to go to the hospital? It might be why she hasn't answered your messages.
Shit. I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't said anything now. It wasn't my intention to worry you.
No, I know it wasn't, but you make a good point.
I just hope that's only a worst-case scenario, and she shows up soon.
I hope so, too. I'm going to call around the hospitals and see if she's there.
That's a good idea. I bet if you wait at home long enough, she'll show up, and there will be a perfectly innocent explanation for it all.
I really hope so. Thank you, Aoife. Oh, and maybe it'd be best not to tell Willow and Max about this just yet. At least, not until I know where she is.
Of course. The last thing I want to do is worry them needlessly. As soon as you hear anything, please call and let us know.
Thank you, Aoife. Bye.
No problem. Bye, Freya.
Aoife?
Yes, dear?
I'm hungry.
Oh, I know, darling. I got sidetracked by the phone, but dinner will be ready soon. You need to keep your strength up, don't you?
Yes.
What a good husband you are.
Who was that on the phone, love?
No one important, dear.
No one important. Good.
Max! Willow! Evelyn! Are you in there? Open up! Aoife, I knew you were lying earlier. Did Roger put you up to that? Open this fucking door! I want answers! Max! Willow! Evelyn! Someone better open this door before I break it down! and I'm not paying a penny to replace it! Do you hear me? I'm not going anywhere! Now let me in!
Max? Hey, wait a sec!
So loud.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I had no choice. Why didn't you or Willow answer my calls or messages?
Didn't need to.
Didn't need to? You always answer. Where's your phone now?
Don't need it.
What? What's up with you? Max, stop. What happened?
Let go.
No, come here so I can look at you properly. Oh, Ducky. What the hell has been going on in this place?
Nothing.
No, don't give me that. You look awful. Come on, look at me. Have you been given something to eat or drink? Did it taste weird? Max, look at me. This is serious. Have they been drugging you?
Don't think so.
If you look like this, then... Max, where are Willow and Evelyn?
I was going to see them.
So they are here. I knew it. Max, where are they?
I'm going to see them. Need to sleep.
Max, no. Something is clearly going on, and it isn't safe for you or Willow to stay here any longer. Come on, I'll get you in my car, and then I'll grab Evelyn and Willow, and we're getting the hell out of this place.
I want to go to bed. I want to.
You can sleep when you're safely at my place, okay? Please just come with me, and everything will be fine. I promise.
No, let me go. I want to go to my room. I have to go to my room.
No, you don't.
Let go.
Okay, okay. Well, go to your room and get whatever it is you need, but then we're out of here. Got it? Max, wait. We'll get Willow first.
Wills, it's me. Come on, I'm getting you and Max out of... Max? Where's Willow?
Not here.
But you said you were going to see her and Evelyn. Where are they?
Not here.
You're not making any sense. As soon as I get you back to my place, I'm calling the police. Okay, hurry up, get what you need, and make sure to be quiet. Just the essentials, Max.
Oh, Freya. You really should have stayed at home and waited until morning. Everything would have been fine by then. Ah, there she is. Welcome back to the waking world, Freya. Looks like I hit you a little too hard with this. Whoops.
Ugh, bitch.
That's not very nice. Words hurt, Freya.
I'm sure you'll survive.
I always do. Now try not to fall unconscious again, okay? I would really hate for you to miss the fun since you went to such a bother coming here.
I know Evelyn came here.
Oh? How'd you work it out?
I used to find my phone app. This was the last place she had it.
Congrats, detective. Oh, such a shame you realized too late, though.
Why did you lie?
Would you believe me if I said it was to prevent something like this from happening? I don't mean to be hurtful, but I'm only focused on the family, not concerned roommates. Unless you're a swan, you're not worth my time.
Boy, you really are perfect for Roger.
Well, he does have his uses.
If you say so... Where are they?
Where's who?
Evelyn and Willow. Where are they?
I thought Max already told you that. They're not here.
What did you do to them and Max?
Oh, have a little patience, Freya. You'll see for yourself soon enough.
So you admit that you're behind the state he's in? You're not even trying to deny it.
Don't really need to, do I? Poor girl. You're not getting out of this unscathed. And even if by some twist of fate you did, no one's going to believe you. Max?
Stay away from him! I'm...
Oh, sit down and save your energy.
Is it time?
Yes, dear. It's time. Open the balcony doors for me.
What are you doing? Wait! Max! What are you doing? Max! Max, look at me!
Take my hand, Max, and I'll help you up.
Help him up? Max! Ducky! Please! Please snap out of it! Don't do as she says!
But I want to.
Aoife, don't you dare! Don't do it!
You heard him, Freya. He wants to. Tell her, Max. What do you want?
I want to fly. Can I fly now?
Of course you can, sweet boy. Just a few more steps, and you'll fly.
No! Don't do this, Aoife! Leave him alone! He's just a kid! Max, please don't!
There we are. Up we go. Now close your eyes, Max.
Max, no!
No way. A swan?
Beautiful. Now off you go. Fly to the others.
This is...
Amazing? Brilliant? Beyond your wildest imagination? I know. Take your time. Your mind will catch up eventually while I think of how best to deal with you.
You turned him into... Just what are you?
See, this is the problem with society these days. Everything has to have a name or a label. What I am is old and powerful. And that's all you need to know on that subject.
This can't be real.
You've just seen for yourself that it's real. I know you took a nasty hit to the head, Freya. But please, adjust to this a little faster.
But why? Why do any of this? Why them?
In order to stay as strong and nearly invincible as possible, I have to do this ritual every so often. I find a husband and turn his darling children into a form of my choosing. As long as they're in that form, their lives, life force, energy, whatever you want to call it, become mine. Once they're all transformed and the husband is no longer useful to me, I move on.
You've been doing this for a long time?
Centuries, sweetheart.
So, Evelyn and Max looking so drained. Wait, Evelyn said she dreamt of flying.
All me. It's easier for the children to want to be in the form I choose. So I first make them dream, then I give them a taste by changing them while they sleep. Eventually, they give in fully and have beautiful, painless transformations, like Max's. Sadly, that's not always the case. Willow was difficult up until the very end.
Willow too? And Nate? What happened to him?
Nathan was the first to change. He had to be the first.
Had to be? Why?
Oh, it's annoying. But the firstborn child of the family I marry into is the only one capable of harming me. Silly little setback. And while Nathan wasn't really a threat, I couldn't take any chances. Oh, I barely gave him a glimpse. And he gave in to the change so easily. I nearly felt cheated by the whole thing. You know, I was so tempted to turn him into a jellyfish because of how spineless and submissive he was. But I just couldn't resist the nostalgia of creating four swan siblings again.
When did you change him? I heard his voice in the phone. We all did. And you were in the room too, for part of it.
Oh, Freya, please give me some credit. You just watched me turn Max into a swan.
You really think a little manipulation and mimicry is beyond my abilities?
Fucking witch!
Back to name calling? Mature. You know, on that topic, there are actually some witches in this city. So many interesting creatures here. Even those that are already gone, I can still sense. What a fun little beacon of magic this place has become. Soon you mortals will be the minority.
I don't care. You've had your fun. So just change them back to normal.
No.
Change them back. You said you're so powerful. Prove it and change them back.
Oh, Freya. Please. Did you think challenging me like that and making demands would actually work? I could turn them back. It'd be so easy. But guess what? I'm not going to. Because I have nothing to prove to a nothing roommate.
Aoife.
What the fuck?
It's so noisy.
Oh, I know. Go back to bed. I promise. Everything will be quiet again soon.
Back to bed.
Yes, love. Go on back to bed and go to sleep.
Yes. Sleep sounds so nice.
What did you do to him? He looks like he's aged.
Ah, yes. That'd be one of his uses I mentioned earlier. See, the husbands serve as nice little energy boosts when I need them while I focus my attention on changing the children. I had to take a little extra because I changed Willow while she was so resistant. Once I deal with you, I'll probably have to take what little energy he has left.
Deal with me?
Yes. I don't have the time to give you dreams, so I guess I'll have to be more forceful with your form.
I'm happy with the form I have. Thanks all the same. Wouldn't it be easier to just kill me?
Killing just isn't as fun, personally. I like my method better. Are you really going to waste your effort and get to your feet?
Damn right I am. I'm not going down without a fight.
Did you forget that part where I said I was invincible?
No, I heard you just fine. In fact...
Lot. I'm bleeding? This is impossible. It can't be.
Take your time. Your mind will catch up eventually.
How? Why didn't he tell me about you?
Well, here's the thing you should know about my dear old dad. Everything is disposable to him. Even his firstborn if they don't match his values.
That bastard! I'll kill him!
Do that after. First, change my brothers and sisters back.
No, this changes not-
Change them back!
No. You won't get your way.
Just change them back and I'll stop.
You want them back so much. Why don't you just let me change you instead? Together forever. Happy.
Happy? You turn them into birds.
Exactly. Did you know that a group of swans is called a lamentation? Well, your siblings lived up to that definition perfectly. I did this tragic fucking family a favor. All of you are so miserable and angry and trapped in your own ways. I set them free.
Just shut up!
Nathan. Evelyn. Willow. Max. All four finally at peace. Beautiful swans. Poor forgotten Freya. Cast aside and all alone.
Ah! Shut up!
You've got your father's ruthlessness. You beat me.
That'll reverse it, right? You die and they change back. That's why you have to change the firstborn first, right?
This isn't like the fairy tales. No. They won't change back now. At least not by my hand.
No. No. You're lying!
Why would I? When telling the truth hurts you so much more. Congrats, though. You've killed me.
You almost sound impressed.
Oh. I am. Death's not really the end for me. Might take a while, but I'll be back in some shape or another. Maybe we'll run into each other again one day.
Fuck that. You ever come back, I'll just kill you all over again. Morning, guys.
Let's see what the tabloids have to say about all this. Prodigal Swan Returns. Catchy title. Have to give them points there, I suppose. That's about all I can compliment them on. Honestly, nothing but the same speculations about what happened. Nate, you've supposedly found yourself in some spiritual retreat with no technology. Evelyn, you're supposed to have gone traveling too, or have eloped with some mystery bachelor. Max and Willow, they're saying you both have either run away from home, or were sent to a boarding school in Europe. Can't blame them for their wild theories, I suppose. If they were told the truth, no one would believe it. I still can't really believe it myself. And I lived it. Dad's being looked after, so you don't need to worry about him. I promise. He needs round-the-clock care, so I hired a few live-in nurses and a doctor from the hospital. She checks in every so often. Her name's Dr. Sullivan, and she seems really nice. She explained Dad's condition as a stress-induced degenerative illness. I suppose after years of being a workaholic and the constant divorces, it's easier to say that's the cause rather than some ancient Irish witch draining him of his life and destroying his mind. You know, it's weird, but I'm kind of relieved he's like this now. I don't mean in a cruel way, just that it makes things easier. Doesn't remember the years of strained existence, the massive fight, me leaving, changing. He only knows me as me. We used to joke sometimes that Dad had someone to clean things up for him whenever things got messy, and I ended up doing it all by myself. Guess no one really knowing Aoife made it easier to make her disappear without much speculation, either. People think she couldn't handle the stress of Dad's illness and just left. I'm sorry this happened to you guys. And I wish killing Aoife had fixed things. I really do. I just need you four to hang on for me as long as you can, okay? Aoife might be gone, but she said there's a lot of magic in the city. There has to be someone I can find with power like hers, or that will know of a way to reverse this. She said I had Dad's ruthlessness, and she's right. I'm not going to stop. I don't care how long it takes or how much it costs. I will reverse this, even if it's the last thing I do.
When Swans Die was written by Carrie Murphy, starring the voice talents of
Leah Booth as Aoife Swan,
Jade Stepper as Freya Matthews,
Maganda Marie as Evelyn Swan,
Patrick Langner as Roger Swan,
Hui Fan as Nathan Swan,
Sarah Safarian as Willow Swan,
Jason Vu as Max Swan,
Dante Majors as Businessman 1,
Geddes Gibbs Jr. as Businessman 2,
Melissa J. Lackey as Businesswoman 1,
Sophia Kia as Businesswoman 2,
Sky Santa Cruz as Sasha,
Isla Lunas as the reporter,
Frankville Pontanielas as co-worker,
Lana Rutledge as Nathan's PA,
Sean Kedzier as police officer.
Directed by Aaron Moy. Music by Key Garland and Randy Greer. Script editing by Jenna Rose and Sterling Barbette. Casting by Aaron Moy, Jenna Oliver, and Carrie Murphy. Key art and logos by Blind Deaf Ghost. Character art by Cyber Jungle. Background art by Angie Min. Audio and video editing by Jenna Oliver.